I think what the students really take away from the workshops or from the whole experience of Art Fest is not only learning, hopefully, a new medium, something that might not be offered at their school, but also networking, like making those connections with other students and teachers and artists, and realizing, you know, there is this a really big group. You know, we all live on a little island, and then if you kind of branch out and you get to go somewhere where there's a lot of other people like you in a bigger environment or in a bigger space, I think that's really a eye-opening experience for some of the students. But also, you know, the travel component of it. Skagway is not a typical place where, you know, the sports teams travel to. So these places that we go to travel for Art Fest, you know, students get to learn about a new place, but also, you know, get on the ferry or take the plane. And for students that don't typically play basketball or play volleyball or swim, you know, this is their opportunity for those students to travel and to get out to a regional event.
Tell me about some of the workshops. What kinds of workshops?
There was a stained glass workshop. There was the still life acrylic painting, which I taught. There was a jewelry class taught by an artist from Skagway. Raven's tail weaving, Tlingit spoon carving, birdhouse design, linoleum block cut, leather mask making, calligraphy, photography, landscape acrylics, seagrass weaving, and ivory carving, just to name a few.
So the workshops, there's also like a competitive element to some of the workshops?
There is, you can call it a recognition at the end of the workshop sessions. And it's a total of 15 hours, by the way, per workshop that the students are experiencing. And they take two workshops, which equals to 30 hours of intense, you know, art making for those 4 days. And our students that participate, you know, get considered for being recognized. And there's usually a best in workshop and an honorable mention. So two awards the instructor hands out that evening, the last evening where all the work is exhibited out for on display. And I can read off some of those awards if you'd like.
Yeah, we want to hear how Petersburg did.
So Abby Hardy, she took honorable mention for her linoleum block print. Gus Peterson took honorable mention for leather mask making. Tiari Simbahan took best of workshop for calligraphy. Martha Johnson took honorable mention for landscape acrylics. Sydney Guthrie took home the honorable mention award for the jewelry class. And then Abby Hardy took, this is her second award, she took best of workshop for her Raven's tail weaving.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to those students.
I know, they did great. Actually, all of the students did great. And I took some students on this trip that I didn't really think this was, you know, something for them, but they were a strong student in my classroom. I just didn't think that they had the interest to travel for art. And I think that they all took, you know, they all did really well, and they all took that their experiences and with inspiration, and they took all that home. And I think that everyone had a fantastic time, and it was a great trip. The whole thing was just really great.